Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is July the 28th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Isaiah chapters 37 to 39. Why does God allow sickness and sufferings in our lives? We read in Isaiah chapter 38 verses 17 to 19 like this. Indeed, it was for my own peace that I had great bitterness. But you have lovingly delivered my soul from the pit of corruption, for you have cast all my sins behind your back. For Sheol cannot thank you, death cannot praise you, those who go down to the pit cannot hope for your truth. The living man, he shall praise you as I do this day. The Father shall make known your truth to the children. This song initially describes the sadness of King Hezekiah when he heard that he was going to die in the prime of his life without experiencing the goodness of God. He pictured his death as going through a gate, taking down a tent, being cut off from a loom and rolled up, and being attacked by a beast. But he clung to the word of God and gave praise to God. Only the living can praise God, and Hezekiah vowed to sing with stringed instruments. In the above reference passage, Hezekiah reflects on his affliction and gives six insights regarding why God allows sickness and sufferings in our lives. 1. To draw us closer to God. When Hezekiah heard the terrible news, he turned his face toward the wall and prayed to the Lord. 2. To deliver us from death and destruction. Hezekiah declares that God has lovingly delivered his soul from the pit of corruption. 3. To enable God to forgive our sins. Hezekiah boldly announced to God, "You have cast all my sins behind your back." 4. To receive real peace from God. Hezekiah discerns that indeed it was for my own peace that I had great bitterness. 5. To give us a reason to praise God profusely. Through this incident, Hezekiah declares the following to God. For Sheol cannot thank you, death cannot praise you, those who go down to the pit cannot hope for your truth. The living man, he shall praise you. 6. Finally, for us to declare God's deliverance to our children. Hezekiah is determined to share this wonderful experience to his own children as he declares the following to God. The Father shall make known your truth to the children. Like in the case of Hezekiah, difficult experiences should give us a new appreciation of life and a new desire to live for the Lord. Remember what Frederick Beck has declared. If you are swept off your feet, it is time to get on your knees. Let us join with the psalmist and declare the following. But it was good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God, that I may declare all your works. Psalms 73 verse 28.